you. Welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is West Marin County. In this impression, amateur radio, this now is called now at 9 p.m. to W4NYK repeaters. Also, via Echolink node, in the event emergency, this net will be activated. Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. Sir Peter's owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed on the frequency are invited to check in. If there are any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Before we begin the roll call, just let everybody know this repeater top sits. Can't remember if I said this or not, so this repeater sits top Caesars Head Mountain about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed on front of the frequency are invited to check in. All right, want to remind everyone, this is a directed net. All stations with without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in proper alphabetical route. When you check in, please give your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and sending your intent to mail the net for the ratchet portion. Before we start with the check-ins via Echolink or RF, let's start with pre-check-in function of the repeater, starting with K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, W2AMD, Andrew Sensiville, AA4GH, that's Gus in Florida, KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Sensiville, KG Don, and then KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, also in Piedmont. Then we got Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, up there in Table Rock. Followed by KI4LJG, that's Bob in Rivers Falls. Then we got K4XYM, that's Scott in Greenville. And then we got KC4W, Bill in Anderson. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And now we have K4OSH, that's Pat in Centerville. KA5WLL, that's Melvin in Taylors. And then we got KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater this evening. All right, we've got an Echolink station up, so Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa, Landon via Echolink, Blowing Rock, North Carolina, in and out.
WMP, that's Landing in Bowling Rock, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, Landon. I hope you and the family are doing well. All right, we've exhausted our Echolink station. There's no more pre-check-in on the list this evening. So we'll start with the alphabet, and tonight being Thursday night, we start with Uniform through, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Raymond Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I won't be negative and negative.
Welcome, KO4QLG. That's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Alphabetical group, looks like Chris has it all to himself, and we'll slide down to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If the suspect serving call sign begins one of those call letters, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's W4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylors, and I'll be negative and negative.
4MC. and everyone on the net. Please check in at November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
In November 4, Victor, Uniform, Tango. That's N4VUT. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Control, please check in KQ4DRC, Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Romeo, Charlie. This is Grayson, Sapphire, North Carolina.
WB4ZPH, that's Dave in Taylor. Appreciate you stopping by. N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane in Cleveland. Appreciate you stopping by. N4VUT, that's Jamie in Tigerville. That last station, I got Greg in Sapphire, North Carolina. I got KQ4, and I'm afraid I didn't get your suffix. So if you could please come back.
KQ4CRC, Romeo Charlie. This is Grayson in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'm on a little handheld, so I apologize.
KQ4VRC, appreciate that. And again, hope you and Sam are doing well. We've got another Echo Link station, so Echo Link station's only for the Blue Ridge Team Unit. You're invited to check with WG4MC.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
From KO4YHY, that's Jim in Berea via Echo Link. Appreciate you talking about Jim. Hope you're doing well. All right, we'll fly down to the next alphabetical group, which will be Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
W4DJW, that's Dave and Greer, our net manager. Appreciate you talking about Dave. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC. 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor. Appreciate you talking about Gene. Hope you and the family are doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, I have no comment. No traffic tonight, Matt. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet. I'd like to welcome KO4HK X-ray. That's Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. I thought we got another Echo Link station, so Echo Link station's only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Blair Shoals and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
From KK4DMW, that's Rick and his wife Lorena. KK4ONO, and they bring along KM4MOQ, their daughter Michelle. Rick and Lorena are in Piedmont. Michelle's in Wareshoals. Rick, please tell Lorena. Michelle, we said hello. Hope you are doing well. All right, we'll slide down to the next alphabetical group, which says India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
The Blue Ridge Team Internet, like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Shane's up there in the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Hope you and the family are doing well and stay warm up there. All right, initial stations, India 3 Lima, I-312, the Blue Ridge 10-meter net. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or net control. With the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'll slide down the next off medical route, the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The Mike Thurpaw Power Group, M through P. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or net control.
Everyone on the net, please check in and out Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot. That's KM4NAF. The name is Brock, located here in Gaff.
Please log in Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Papa. Head Seneca, negative and negative.
Additional stations, Mike 3 Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
With the net control, KI4LCI.
Thought, Andy. Please log in Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Papa. Name is Ed Seneca, negative and negative.
KN4NAP, that's Ed Seneca. Appreciate your time, Ed. Hope you're doing well. We'll give the Mike 3 Papa group one more try. If you like, if your suffix begins with M through P and you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call WG4MC or net control.
Behind a group that's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, that's WW4JET. Matthew, Northern Pickens County, no traffic tonight, sir.
JET, that's Matthew in Northern Pickens. Appreciate stopping by, Matthew. Hope you and the family are doing well. All right, now we're opening up to the day group. The whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call WG4MC or net control. See the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, we've been through the alphabet once, and nobody's in the B group. So we'll go ahead and securely form portion of the net with our thanks for every checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We don't have anybody rags signed up for rag two, but we'll go another round of check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the big group. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call WG4MC or net control. See the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That long pause means we have everybody, so stand by just a second. I'll send the old net report.
MC. Got Sam Moon Lake coming in. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller, and his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They make their home in easily. Appreciate you talking by, Gary. Please tell Joy we say hello. All right, we'll go down the round and check in. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call WG4MC or net control.
Sorry, I'm running late. Just realized I had the radio turned down as usual. But if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Matt. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on there.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mike, welcome. AK4HR, that's Mike in Simpsonville. Appreciate stopping by to Mike. Hope you're doing well. All right, so we'll, the final call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the big group, no entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call WG4MC or net control.
WG4MC. Matt, thank you for calling the net for us tonight and bringing us here together. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, please. I hope everyone has had a good day. You have a good day tomorrow. 7-3.
Welcome, KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry, and his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They made their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we say hello. Hope you're doing well. And appreciate you reading the poem the night before Christmas on New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve. You did a great job. Appreciate that. All right, well, I got another check-in, so let's go another round. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. We're in the main group. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC Internet Control. Hey, Blue Ridge Team Internet, that long pause means we have everybody, so stand by a second, I'll send the old net report. Hey, now, if you're getting the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night, WG4MC clear.
JBQ, JK4, JBQ, KI4LZI.
LZI, KK4, JBQ. Hello, Andy.
Sitting on Sasquatch 79 a while ago, was you?
Well, this is the first time I've had the radio on all day.
Paul, N4DME, come in over there on internet a while ago, and he said Cody's a silent key now, as of today. He didn't give any details other than saying he's a silent key.
Cody, what was his call sign?
He said, but you remember he messed around, he had a 8-inch tractor that he took around for tractor shows, and he had a John Deere for doing stuff, and he worked at one of those restaurants when, John got into working down there, and what was it here just a few days ago when, down there in Slab Town, he come on here and said he's working somewhere else. Unfortunately, I'm not remembering his call at the moment. It kind of caught me by surprise when Paul come over on 79 and said that. But he said he's a silent key.
Having a similar problem with, pulling up a memory. His first name is not doing it for me. I thought perhaps the call sign would. And even a little bit about, what he's known for. The tractor, for instance, that doesn't help me. Anyway, it is a truth in life that if we hang around long enough, we'll call a lot of our friends, a lot of our ham friends. We're all getting older. I'm reminded of that every day. Yeah. So.
Some time to myself, and for the most part I did, and listening a lot on radio, listening there and whatnot, but I'm surprised you don't remember that. He went out on a limb and he bought a John Deere tractor, he did, and used it down there. He was good about what he said, pulling planks there at the restaurant, and he had an old 8-inch that was repaired in fairly reasonable condition, and he took it around the tractor shows. I know I had seriously considered if he wasn't so far away taking this one up here down there, but as we all know, these repeaters cover lots of miles and it just wasn't financially practical.
Well, that's true. I understand what you mean, though. Makes me think of, it wasn't exactly a tractor show or a farm implement show or anything like that, but there was I don't really know what they called it, but they had a show. It was in the springtime. This has to go back about 15, 18 years, perhaps. Donna's parents were still alive, and they lived in Simpsonville, and we had lived here for maybe 10 years at that point, and we all decided to go to this. It was kind of a street party down in Greenville. They closed off Main Street. They do this for several occasions throughout the year. This was not anything unique in that way, but they closed down Main Street, traffic closed down both ways, and then people can walk the streets, and they have vendors with street food, you know, and drinks and stuff like that. And there was this, don't know if you've ever seen a hit and miss engine. They were used way back in the day. They were used on farms you would take off the power from a hit and miss engine and run, oh, if you were going to grind some grain or if you were going to, if you needed power of some sort, you would take the power off of that engine and do all kinds of things, you know. All kinds of things. Anyhow, I learned at that time that my father-in-law really was a fan of hit-and-miss engines. Didn't know that before. Do you know what I'm talking about, a hit-and-miss engine?
Kelsey, I think I do. I think, much to my surprise, sometime in the past, I've seen one somewhere out of Hamfest, but it's been a while back. I'm not sure where I saw it, but with some of the tractors, but this thing we got up here, we don't have that. But if you go far enough back to certain tractors, they had implements where you could take the wheel off of it and hook a saw up to one of the wheels there and run a saw off of it like that. We never had nothing like that up here for this, but I have heard of that as well.
That's available on many tractors. It's called a power takeoff. So you're going to just run the tractor as normal, but it sits there. It just sits in one place. And you normally it's done with a belt, something like that. And you can do all kinds of things right there on your own farm that you don't need specialty equipment, is what I'm saying. So a hit-and-miss engine was, oh, my goodness, it goes back to the 19th century anyway. And if you hear one off in the distance, you never forget it because of the way it sounds. It has a unique sound. Anyhow, KK4JBQ.
I don't know, remember which one of these Hamfests I saw that at, but I think I saw that at a Hamfest around here. Possibly, I don't know, it was probably Shelby back when they was at that other place over yonder where you had to do a whole lot of up and down the hills to get around up there. It may have been there where I saw that. Many years ago.
Now, as I said, people know this unique sound that it makes. And if there's a hit-and-miss engine on display and actually running, people will gather around. And it's a lot of fun to watch because you'll have I don't know if it's one cylinder or multiple cylinders, but you'll have, in the power stroke, you'll have one, it'll fire on one revolution, and it won't fire on the next revolution. Ka-chunk, 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 like that, you know. It's a unique sound, and believe me, I can just to see people's smiling faces. It's a sound that a lot of people remember. They have memories of it, and anyway, it draws a crowd. I'll put it that way.
That's where I saw it at. Up there, some point years ago, first 4 or 5 years after I had my tech license, saw it up there. Other than that, I hadn't even seen one other than mind, I don't know a whole lot more about them. But I remember Cody talking about taking that 8 into these various places. That may have been. You reckon he was taking those things to some ham fest down there in Georgia?
True. Entirely possible. You know, for people that have something unique like that, or even if they don't have one themselves, they want to go places and see that sort of thing. It's like going to a state fair would be another place that you might see a hit-and-miss engine. You also might, you know, other unique things, like a baking contest or... the biggest pumpkin or something like that, you know. I don't know if you've been to a state fair, but those things are a lot of fun. KK4JBQ.
Tells the guy, yeah, I actually found new gold skins at one of these ham fests, but the only problem about it is it wasn't specific just to the alien I got, and when all this predates me, and maybe you too, I'm not, let's say you're in your 70s, well, you was probably very young and wouldn't know nothing about it. Certainly it predates me. I had to have the tendency to getting certain things mixed up since it covers every alien I ever built, and, well, I got just this one certain one that I
want to
know stuff about, but it covers them all.
Yeah, that's a good pastime, you know. And to get to learn as much as you can know about things that you're interested in, you know, there's got to be some kind of push behind, you know, a self-education like that. When expected to be in a seat, expected to take the test, and all that stuff. But once you get out of school, if you're going to learn anything else in life, it's going to be something that is interesting to you, something that causes you to do the work, make the effort, learn as much as you can, maybe. And that's how you can enrich your life. And I think it's at least our generation. I think I was just talking to Donna about this earlier this evening. I says, you know, my dad wasn't able to, well, he graduated from the third grade. He didn't go on to school. He had to work on the farm, and he never got more than a third grade education. My mama went a little longer. She went to the eighth grade. But they knew nothing about high school, much less college, you know. And my generation is the first one that had the opportunity. And I didn't know this about Donna, but hers, you know, she was the first one in her family to go to college. And that's just fascinating, you know. And Donna and I have been married now for about 36 years, and I didn't know that about her. Every day brings something new, don't it?
For hell's sake, I'm still far from an expert with these ideas, but there's certain things I've learned in years past around here, especially where you got sharp hills and you got ponds of water around. Some of the aliens, what you're talking about, the PTO, have live power and some don't. That's enough here we got. Once you push the clutch in, it does. And you get in the wrong predicament, you better make sure when you get that clutch and those brakes at the same time or the doggone blades on the bush hog can push you right down over a cliff into a pond of water. If you don't get everything just right, then there's other later aliens where the PTO is what's called live. Listen, we got up here ain't that way, but
know much about the nuances of it, but you just helped me to recall that pumping water was one of the things that the power takeoff would do for you. If you needed to fill, people who have cattle, a lot of cattle, they'll have a big water trough and a supply, you know, because you don't, maybe the cattle are miles away from the house, you know, and you go out there and you've got a source for water, maybe a pond or something, and you want to pump that water into a holding tank for the cattle, and it'll feed it to, you know, some place for them to drink. It'll feed it slowly over several days, maybe. And this is one use that you might have for that power takeoff. Yeah, a tractor is, well, if you have a sizable farm, if it's something that part of your making a living, a tractor is really important.
Well, the guy is also to keep the blade from going up on you. I came over after I was telling Dave Watson that on here one time, maybe twice, when he was talking about wanting to come out here in the country. Well, you got two options. Get you some kind of, hey, I remember him talking about an old tractor that, well, you're going to need it. Because these places like this will grow up in just two or three years' time. If you don't, you either got to pay somebody to cut it, or you got to cut it yourself. And our old ADM we got up here has been up here. It was used when my dad got it, but it's really ancient now, and it's difficult to keep the thing going, to be honest. And I grew up with it around here, and that book I was talking about, it talks about them all, but between that and a few other things, I've learned about some of these aliens that, like out about the PTO there, some later tractors than this one we got up here, it was live, as they call it. This in here, you push in on the clutch, the power takeoff disengages. But if you ain't being real careful now, your bush hog blade on the back bush hog might run you right into we got a pond up here, might run you into a pond. So you have to be real cautious about that. And others later than this is not a concern. It varies. That's the problem about the aliens, you know. There's so many different versions of them, and it sure enough predates me, and it's hard to get parts for and hard to keep things as they should. Cody down there, way he talked years ago, he knew all about that stuff, but he's way off down there, and I'm way up here. Financially, even though we need it running, it's just not feasible due to the distance.
You know, Andy, I think the more you talk about Cody, I may have met him once. I may have heard other people talk about him, but I just can't bring it to mind. I can't, and I'm getting a little bit forgetful, honestly. But not to this point. I just draw a total blank. I know I've heard the name, but I don't know if we're talking about the same person. That's not an unusual name. I mean, it wouldn't be unusual for several people to have that name around here, is what I'm saying. So if you hear the name Cody, it could be talking about several people. I wasn't well acquainted. I know I can say that. I was not well acquainted. And I'm sorry to hear that he's gone. I hope I go, there'll be people sorry that I left. At least I hope so. KK4JBQ.
Where the hell's the guy? Well, when I heard that over there on another repeater, it took me by surprise. I've never saw him, but from the way I always heard him talk on gear years ago when everybody was on late, John knew him, Earl knew him, and there were some others that knew him, and I heard him get on here a lot and talk about different kind of tractors. And one of those restaurants, John kind of got him working at. Yeah, it was Bojangles back at that time. And then I heard Richard, what was it, about a week ago, whenever, or half a week ago, something, a bunch of us was in here before 11. Richard said he was working somewhere else now.
Paying attention, but I don't remember that precisely. Anyhow, what can you tell me about what you got lined up for this coming weekend? You know, at the end of the year, it's always like this. You got your Christmas, and that's a big deal. Families get together, all the presents, you know, things like that. That's a big deal. But then it's over now. But hey, in several days it's going to be New Year's. Seems like you want to have all your fun in one period of time. They're actually only 1 week apart. Christmas and New Year's. So do you have any plans made for the end of the year, the beginning of next year?
Well, see, well, nothing really spectacular, overly spectacular, I haven't, but like I told Robert over there, our friend Robert over there before, I'm glad he told me years ago on here about archive.org, because when it comes to, from everybody that was on the Opry back in the olden days, I'm telling you, I enjoy that. It's just, everything back then was on 78. And I think they could have made one, like I said to you before, I think about it. 65, 66, he put some of it on a 33 1/3, but record stores of any kind ain't easy to find anymore, and when you're talking about people that's been in their prime way back then, it's difficult to find their stuff anymore.
I know what you mean by that. I will tell you now, it's kind of a far piece from you, perhaps. Don't know how you look at it. But right here in Greenville, actually on, it's on the corner of Lawrence and another street. I can't remember what the name of that street is, but Lawrence is where all of the car dealerships are in Greenville. And maybe that helps you locate it. But there is a used record shop. And it's also used books. But you can go in there, and for very little, you can pick up, you can see all kinds. The big store looks like an acre. It must have been maybe they took it over from, you know, a store that closed or something. They're just huge. How much area there is there. And so you can take your own records there and swap them. You know, you're tired of listening to them or whatever, and you just turn those in and pick up some others. Maybe you have to chip a dollar or two in there. I don't know. You can do the same with books. You have books that you have read and don't intend to keep around, Just take them there and swap them for something you haven't read. A used bookstore, the only one I know of, the only one I've seen in many, many years. Right here on Lawrence Road in Greenville. Didn't know if you knew that that was out there, Andy.
Boy, LZ, I think you might have mentioned it to me once before, but I ain't got down there to check it out yet, for sure, because on limited funds, and I rarely ever leave here unless I'm going out here to Pickens, to our Pickens EOC out here, first Tuesday of the month, and whenever Bryce has something over there at the equestrian park, because I ain't all that overly far from here. Going from here back over to Marietta and over there, that equestrian park's not far from here. And I occasionally go down there when I have field days, and how Dave called it? It used to be the ham fest, but they call it something else now. Radio Jamboree or something like that. And essentially what took the place of the ham fest. Because they still use the ham fest signs over there to drag people in there. So it's got to be the replacement of what the ham fest was, you know, a gathering.
I'm sure there are. Well, whatever's going to replace Hamfest, and we know that that's probably the outcome of what COVID, one of the things that COVID took away from us, an opportunity to meet with people who have a similar interest, like radio. So we were a couple, 3 years maybe, without a ham fest, or at least as many in the areas as we had before. And now they're coming up with something that's not quite a ham fest. It has some elements of it, but otherwise it's not quite the same. And so they give it a different name. So is it, your expectations should be altered a little bit. That's what I think. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know. I think the one that's going to occur in, I can't find the name of the town close by here. But I think it's to our east. Their ham fest is used to be a very, very quite a large one. It used to be in a junior college, I think, and the space they had for that was extraordinary. Now that they had to move it from a larger space, a really nice enclosed, air-conditioned space, so you could have it any time of year, you know, indoors. I don't recall that they had a flea market or whatever outdoors. I don't think they did. But anyway, they're having it in a much smaller location. Everything's toned down. But even though, you might be able to say that something has been lost. Yeah, you could say that. But I would encourage people not to let the whole thing go. You know, somebody's having a get-together, get on out there and go. You'll see something that you hadn't seen before. You'll see people you haven't seen in a long time, perhaps. Yeah. Just go on and go. Yeah. When's the next one you know of here around these parts, Andy? KK4JVQ.
KI4LZI, now I don't get to go to as many as I used to when I first, 4 or 5 years I had my tank license, but the next one was that KA4PQA's always was talking about. But second or third Saturday in January, off down there somewhere in the Greenwood area. I've I've only been to it once, but that was supposed to be the next one.
I was thinking about Greenwood, yeah. I think it is. So that's sometime in January. Well, that's coming right up, you know. It's, we're near the end of this year. There's only another week left, I guess. So I don't know how many days. Well, I'll be happy. We're beginning to a new year. I always feel this way at the end of the year. We've been talking about 2024 for long enough, you know. Let's have something new. Let's start saying 2025. I've felt like that since I was a kid. You know, New Year comes around. That's for one thing that's going to be for sure changed. That's one thing for sure is in the past. 2024 will soon be in the past. And I'm sad in some ways to see it go. In other ways, I'm happy that the record books now. I hope the new year's going to be a good one. Good one for you. Good one for me. A good one for the others around. We should all have hope. Sometimes we should all have it, some measure of it. KK4JBQ.
Well, ZI, one of the things I hope, but there again, that will be beyond my lifetime. If we don't get more younger people interested in this, when all of us older people are dead, all this is going to be gone anyway. I tell even my people over here, picking ZOC there, if we don't get younger people into this hobby interested, 20, 30 years, but look at how the net's on now. I remember, of course, I wasn't licensed in this before internet and cell phones in the 80s and 90s on this very repeater here. Had 2-day ham fest, plenty of business for a 2-day ham fest. Always averaging at least 65 check-ins a night, and a lot of times a lot more than that. If somehow ARRL can't get things turned around about this, when we're gone, not much longer after we're gone, there ain't going to be nothing left of the amateur service. That's just how things, I hate to be realistic about it, but that's how it appears to me. We can't get young people to take some interest.
Andy, you make a good point there. For anything to last a long time, let's say generations and generations, it has to be something very interesting to people or very necessary for some reason for it to last right on and on and on without taking care of it. You know, like you would, I don't know. Is it like putting in a new crop every year? You know? No, it's not quite like that. No. The interest has to be kept up to a certain point all through the year. There's no peaceful time of, you know, like you let the land rest in between crops. You let it rest. Maybe you let it rest for several years. I know that was the practice back where I came from in Tennessee. They let the land lay fallow for a while. Whatever naturally growed on it, they would let that grow and then turn that under and let it be, let it go into the earth and the new crops. I mean, my dad put all kinds of things on the land. He had about an acre where I grew up. We had about an acre he kept planted all the time. He grew everything. And he was always enriching the land, always putting something into it. And you had the best crops, all around where we were. He just knew how to take care of things. So you do have to know how to take care of it. Amateur radio is something you can do all by yourself. You don't have to have a crowd of people. You don't have to have more than yourself in your radio. But then you can do things with other people. I think myself personally, I think that makes it a lot more fun. I do understand what you mean, Andy, and I do agree with you. But there's, just like the lay of the land, there are hills and there are valleys. I think we're in a valley right now. Especially, manufacturers like MFJ, you might jokingly hear other people say Mighty Fine Junk MFJ, but I've got a good many of their products here that keep serving me every day. This radio right here is running on an MFJ power supply, and I know it's going to keep on running. It's kind of simple, and power supply, but they're gone now, and somebody will step in. May not have the hundreds and hundreds of products that MFJ had, not at first, but it's a valley, and this is the way things go, up and down. KK4JBQ.
Boy, LZI, well, I got an SWR analyzer that I got from MFJ when I got this 8900 back in 06. Up to this point, there's nothing wrong with it, but if something ever did, I wouldn't have anywhere to send it back to now anyway. And from what I've seen in the HRO catalog, you might have heard me ask, Dave Watson here about that. The people who took, you might say, I don't know that they're related with MFJ in any way, but they're picking up the slack that MFJ turned loose of. It's called OPEC. And all the products they make are coming out of Taiwan. And we know the international situation with Taiwan and China. You know, it makes you nervous about wanting to dip. If you get something and you want to keep it in a period of time, if you get it from them, what are due to, this here's got nothing due to age other than military and politics, but it could just disappear at the blink of a, just disappear, so to speak, due to a war.
Yeah, that's true, Andy. I'm afraid that is a danger for sure, and it will affect people who have no knowledge of the people there. They have never been to Taiwan. They have no hope of ever going to Taiwan. But this is the way commerce. That's the way it works. You become associated with other people through commerce, and you better keep an eye on what is happening for them as well as what's happening for you, because what's happening to them will affect you. And that's surely true about Taiwan. Right now, I think most of the chips that are manufactured for our electronics are coming out of places like Taiwan in the Far East. Oh, goodness. What was the name of the company? In Texas, I think. Texas Instruments. You may remember when you were a young boy that you saw Texas Instruments calculators. Well, I'm not sure, but I don't think Texas Instruments is in that business anymore. Maybe it's not a functioning company anymore. I'm not sure, to be truthful. But I think I can say that we are sort of out of that business here on this continent. It's something we don't do. We're not in the electronics business so much. We are consumers here. We buy from other people. And, well, you make a good point. We should try to keep an eye on what's happening with people who do make the products that we use. That's a fact. KK4JBQ.